Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody, I'm going into a life without limits. It's called the abundant life. It's called Zoe life. A life without limitation. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they, that's the church, might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Someone say more abundantly. Say it again, more abundantly. Again, that Zoe life, let me give you another definition of the Zoe life, the series that we're in now, the Zoe life. The word Zoe, or abundant life, it means better in quality and quantity. It means exceptional. Stop settling for mediocre. Amen. Stop settling. Come on. Stop settling for average. Exceptional. It means being more than expected. Amen. Don't you like when God does stuff that more than you expected? Amen. That's the Zoe life. It means superior. Amen. It means, and I like this, remarkable. Amen. It means, now come on, for the religious mindset, it means more than is needed. God will give you more than you just need. See, paycheck to paycheck, which is okay, you're above water. Or it actually relates to a wilderness where God gave them always just enough. In Egypt, they didn't have enough. But in the wilderness, God gave to them just enough all the time. The manna came, no matter how much they gathered, they had none the next day. Worms got it. No matter how little they gathered, they always had enough. But they couldn't keep it. But day by day, God was teaching them to live by faith. And on the Sabbath, they could gather on that Friday, and they'd have enough for that Friday and Saturday. Look at God. Tell somebody, this ain't magic. It's miraculous. Some folks gonna think you working magic. Where you buy that? No, it's not magic, it's miraculous. It also means extraordinary, unusual, uncommon. And I like this part, giving an advantage. And there's more. But the word Zoe, the word abundant, this is the life that Christ gives to us. Now, we only experience this grace to fulfill, now this is a mandate against some of us. We only experience this grace to fulfill the goal of our faith. If your faith has a very low trajectory and you just believe in God just for the crumbs off the table, then you got a grace for the crumbs off the table. And God will give you the grace for the crumbs that fall off the table. Amen. But that, how many know that's not the abundant life? I say it again. We only experience this grace to fulfill the goal of our own faith. Now here's something very important to know. You cannot turn to religion or tradition or even superstition when promises don't manifest instantly. Amen. Somebody, something happened to him, say, you know, it had to be that black cat the other day. I tried to avoid it. Amen. I broke a mirror last week. Now you're expecting. No. When promises seem to be delayed or don't manifest instantly, don't turn to religion. Don't get no religious mindset. Amen. Don't get traditional mindset. Don't start getting superstitious. It's because I didn't do this, or because of that, because I missed this. Or somebody say, the devil is a lie and a loser. We cannot allow even philosophies to take the place of the Holy Spirit, as our teacher. Sometimes you have to unlearn some stuff. Yeah, your great-grandmama passed it down, and it was good for that time. And there's a thread of truth in it, but there's some more things you have to learn. See, God doesn't change, but his methods and focus changes. I said, God doesn't change, but his methods and his focus sometimes change. Give me Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Colossians 2, verse 6 through 10. Say this again. What God wants to do in my heart is not magic. It's miraculous. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Walk ye in him. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Somebody say, all I need is in Jesus. Say it again. All that I need is in Jesus. Say it one more time. Oh, everything I need, I'm going to find it in Jesus. God may choose to use someone or something, but you'll find it in him. That's why his presence is so significant. In his presence, he was the Godhead in a fullness in a body. In his presence is a fullness. Everything you need, you'll find it from his presence. The first thing God gave to humankind, Adam, was presence. Everything was to flow from the presence. Stuff doesn't last, it decays, it spoils, gets lost, gets stolen, all that stuff, because it didn't come from the presence. That comes from the presence is a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That's what we are established in. not a philosophy, not a tradition. In Christ. Amen? Say amen like you mean it. I'm going to say it again. What it is that God wants to do in your heart is not magic. It's miraculous. This type of grace will only manifest through faith. Through faith. We're called to believe. Everything will follow belief. You believe, heaven opens. When you were saved, it was because God gave you a gift of faith. He drew you to himself, gave you a gift to believe him. How come he didn't open that person that you grew up with? How come their eyes never opened? But your eyes opened. It was the goodness of God that drew you to repentance. Tell somebody, I'm chosen. Tell somebody else, I'm chosen. You didn't choose him, he chose you. So it's by grace through faith. Now let me just explain something to you. And over time we learn this. Many times we want something and we want it all immediately. It's like in the Marines, they say, hurry up and wait. You know, give it to me yesterday. But the thing is, we are on a journey. And there's a process that God will work. Tell somebody, it's by grace through faith. What I want to talk to you tonight is what I've entitled, and this is a part of our Zoe Life series. I've entitled this The Covenant of Blessing. The Covenant of Blessing. The enemy has done a real good job at dicing up, slicing up, and trying to destroy covenant, and has tried to redefine it. You know, even if you don't follow sports, sports is usually a big indication of how the world is operating. Sports is like a universal language. You know, nations will be at peace in a sporting event. But look at how there's hardly any loyalties now. And you know, as to how we saw at one time being loyal. It's about the money now. I have to admit, you know, if I was on a team and I was making a few million and another team offered me about 3-4 times that much, I'd probably change uniforms too. But that's the way the world thinks. It's the way of the world now. Am I right or wrong? But I would do that with the mind I have now, because the more that you have, the more you can do. It wouldn't just be to hoard. Because I've seen the need around the world. Yeah, I don't know if money can answer it. Amen? So, the covenant of blessing. Genesis chapter 17, starting at verse 1 through verse 9. Genesis 17, verse 1 through verse 9. And when Abram, notice his name here is Abram. When Abram was 90 years old and 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. In other words, get yourself together.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at ntrbanks.com. And remember, God will perform.